This is the Wealthy Retailer Podcast with your host, Dan Holman. Every episode, Dan talks with a variety of retail experts, owners, managers, and so much more, sharing their expertise, their experiences, and the retail topics that matter to you, the independent retailer. The Wealthy Retailer Podcast is brought to you by Canadian Retail Solutions. Learn more at retailbycrs.com.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. I am your host, Dan Holman. Thank you so much for joining us. It's the week of January 19th already. We're three quarters of the way through January. Man, oh man, does time ever fly when you're having fun? This week, as the preview or prelude to the podcast sort of alluded to, we're going to talk all about customer loyalty. And again, you know, here we are 3 weeks into the month, and I'm getting a lot of questions from retailers about loyalty programs. And you might remember, I don't know, gosh, it's probably 6 or 8 months ago, we did a retailer question about loyalty. And so we'll revisit some of that here today, but really talk about what's happening in the evolution of loyalty and how we can perhaps do a better job earning loyalty ahead of perhaps buying it. So I always start, you know, by asking myself, what do I mean by loyalty? And if you're one of the retailers, Robin, that we've talked about loyalty, you heard me say this, you know, what do you mean by loyal customer? And so when you Google the word loyal, the definition comes back, giving or showing firm and constant support or allegiance to a person, an institution, or a brand. Well, loyalty is genuinely having someone's best interest at heart and ensuring that the relationship is reciprocal. So, you know, before we go to look to some tactic that we invest in, spend money on in our business by adding an integration that loyalty programs often are, let's ask ourselves, is there a better option for us? You know, is there an option that doesn't try to buy loyalty, but rather earns it? And ask yourself, how do you inspire a strong feeling of support or allegiance from your external customer? You know, buying customer loyalty is fine. Using discount to drive loyalty is fine, as long as you're willing to lose that customer to a higher bidder. Hence why I say loyalty should not be bought, but rather earned. Let's take a bit of a sidestep and first think about how we inspire loyalty with our team or our employees. Let's look to a world where, you know, we're not discounting for their loyalty, for them to come back to us every day, every week, every month. Let's think about how we inspire that loyalty with our team or our staff. They become loyal through inclusion, recognition, respect, the fact that they make a difference in our business, and of course, the level of trust that exists between us. So why do we treat or think about customers differently than that? Well, let's take another sidestep. Let's talk about restaurants. Are you loyal to a restaurant? Why? Is it because they give you a discount or cash back the more times you visit? Or is it because you feel loyal to that restaurant because of the way they treat you, because of the food, because your expectations are always met? Why do you consistently go back to the same restaurants? Well, it's because they live up to your expectations, right? Let's go back to retail. A recent study from Salesforce reported that 95% of customers say trusting a company increases their loyalty. Here's some other key info that came out of this study. On a recent poll from Yotpo, it revealed that people will go the distance for brands they love. They'll drive further, they'll spend more, they'll wait longer from brands that they love. Nearly 68% of customers said that they join a loyalty program for brands they love, while 56% of those people said they're prepared to spend more even if a cheaper option exists, right? This study also found that people want more than free shipping and discounts. They want early access to sales and new products. Get this number, 60% of your customers want early access to a sale as part of their loyalty. 51% of your customers want early access to what's new, new products. And 40% of customers want offers and recommendations that are tailored to them personally. So retailers, before you go seeking a solution that simply integrates with your POS, we first need to understand what loyalty means to us and the different types of loyalty that exist and how they benefit her. Shopify shared this blog some time ago titled, "Keep Them Coming Back, 7 Innovative Customer Loyalty Programs and How to Start Yours." And in this blog, I'm sharing a link to it in the podcast and in the weekly newsletter at retailbycrs.com. The author, Lindsay Peacock, shares the 4 types of loyalty and some awesome examples of superior loyalty programs. Let's start with Shopify's definition of the 4 loyalty programs, which Shopify doesn't really own these types of loyalties. Lindsay has done a great job of saying, here's what the 4 most common loyalty programs are. Now, number 1 is points-based loyalty. Points programs are the most common type of rewards programs. They let customers accumulate points that they redeem for freebies, cashback, perks, et cetera. Customers just don't earn points from purchases. They also earn points from sharing your message on social, leaving good reviews or positive reviews, having a birthday, or through gamification. And gamification is probably one of the fastest growing loyalty strategies out there right now. Again, as you start to think about enhancing customer experience, gamification adds an element of fun into generating loyalty. The second loyalty type is tiered loyalty, or loyalty program, pardon me, is tiered loyalty. And tiered loyalty programs are a type of membership where customers get different benefits depending on their positioning or their rank. Businesses often rank membership into groups depending on metrics like sales volume or engagement. And these rewards programs give customers a goal. The higher the tier, perhaps, the more exclusive or better rewards that they'll receive. The third loyalty program or type of loyalty is called paid loyalty. Now, paid loyalty or fee-based loyalty programs give customers immediate and ongoing benefits for a participation fee. These fees can sometimes be recurring, monthly or a one-time fee. And paid programs may need to require a proof of value to get signups, but businesses can gain higher customer value from members. This came from a report in McKinsey that showed that consumers are 62% more likely to spend more on a brand after joining a paid loyalty program. Now, let's think about a paid loyalty program that you can put your finger on pretty quickly today. Probably the most widely known or used paid loyalty program is Amazon Prime right now. How many people are paying the $7.99 or $8.99 a month for Prime? And what benefits do you get by paying into that? What instant reward do you get? Well, in some cases, you get Prime TV. You're able to stream movies and TV shows by simply becoming a Prime member. So they're getting a fee from you today, a monthly fee that allows you instant access to value. In this case, we're talking about a streaming channel or channels. We're talking about some standard shipping options. And then some timing options. You, as a Prime member, you might get it faster than a guy like me that doesn't like to support the big A. But that's probably the best example of a paid program. Someone's paying in and instantly getting value. The fourth type of loyalty is what we call value loyalty. And the idea behind a value-based loyalty program is to connect with your customer on a deeper level. It involves donating a percentage of purchases to charity or welfare programs. You offer multiple options for different charities to choose from. or have one that genuinely aligns with your customer's values. This program doesn't actually reward the customer, but it holds a special place for your customer as the rewards are used to benefit the community or society at large. Brands often create hybrid loyalty programs, creating this model where a portion of your loyalty rewards can be converted to dollars and donated to a cause. For example, here's an example that Shopify uses. Sephora lets members donate their rewards programs or rewards points, pardon me, to the National Black Justice Coalition. And you know, as we're talking about Sephora, they probably have one of the stronger programs out there with tiered loyalty. Other good examples for us to look at in tiered loyalty are probably the two most common, airlines and credit cards. You know, airlines have, you know, I'm an avid WestJet member, although travel has been wonky. Whenever I'm going to fly somewhere, the first airline I look to is WestJet because of my status with them. You know, I don't necessarily get cheaper flights, but I get other benefits. I sit at the front of the bus. I don't pay for bags. I get, you know, cocktail on the plane. I get some other benefits, by being a frequent flyer, if you will. The other good example is credit cards. You know, you can choose a plethora of different credit cards that allow you to choose your own reward. I choose a travel credit card versus a cash back or a purchasing credit card. I want the travel rewards that allow me to book a hotel or a flight or a vacation somewhere. But that's a good example of a tiered loyalty program that you can connect with, perhaps a value loyalty program or a paid loyalty program. We can create different tiers. The last thing I'm going to say about these loyalty platforms is that, you know, as I sort of alluded to at the start of this, every single retailer today is competing for customer trust and loyalty. And the very best way to build that is through your customer experience, an experience that they aren't getting from your competition. Loyalty is created from the very beginning footsteps or finger clicks, if you will, in your store. Customers become loyal through the same things that your employees become loyal: inclusion, recognition, respect, and trust. None of these things can be bought. The other thing I'm going to say, there's another blog, if you will, maybe I'm not going to call it a blog. Yes, I am. It's from Comark Technologies, and they have what they call the 16 ways to build a customer-centric loyalty program. Customer-centric, meaning that the emphasis is on your customer. And in this, I'm going to share this blog as well, or this white paper. It's a white paper, in fact. I'm going to share this white paper with you in the article from Comark that really looks at, you know, what customers are willing to do when it comes to switching brands or trying alternatives, and how brands can ensure customer satisfaction, retention, retain your customers, and that loyalty. Right. And they've got 16 really good strategies that sort of start with, you know, being passionate about serving customers. How do you become more customer centric? So I'm going to piggyback this onto our loyalty conversation. So head over to retailbycrs.com, get a copy of this week's newsletter, or sign up if you're not already to get a copy of this week's newsletter. Both the Shopify blog that I talked about or made reference to in the conversation here will be included in that, along with this white paper that has 16 strategies for becoming more customer-centric. And as we sort of start to move through these